at its core, it's how can we buy property? How do we manage it effectively? And how do we sell at a profit? And how can we do that over and over and over again? Welcome to Rescale, where I share the lessons I've learned while building our firm into a leading residential investment service company. My hope is that you use these lessons to optimize your real estate business and or holdings, and maybe someday we can partner alongside you to help you grow even more. Hope you share and enjoy. Cheers. Hey everyone, and welcome to Rescale, episode 1. My name is Scott Ottenreith. I will be your host. On this podcast, on this show, whatever this is, don't really know yet. We're going to figure it out. But it is kind of funny. When I first got into real estate, I started a podcast. And I think about it now, the fact that I started a podcast with no experience, I didn't know who I was talking to, like my audience, and the guests that I brought on were sometimes not even related to real estate. So obviously really naive and green when I did that. And I'm sure in 10 years, when I look back on this, I'll probably be thinking the same thing. I hope that's not the case. Truthfully, I hope that I look, 10 years from now, I'm like, wow, that was a good idea. That was well worth it. I hope that's the case. We'll see though. I think the difference between when I first started and what I am doing now, hopefully with this platform, is I actually have something to say, and I actually have an audience that I want to speak to. And basically what the point of this show is to provide the tools and the lessons that I've learned along the way of building and optimizing real estate portfolios and or businesses within real estate. And I think, first and foremost, why should anyone listen to what I have to say? I obviously am young. I don't have gray hair. I'm a younger dude, and I'll be the first one to say that I do not know everything. But here is kind of my track record. I've been involved in $1 billion worth of transactions that were solely investor focused. From early 2021 to middle of 2022, everyone knows those days were crazy, right? I dream of those days. But during that time, my team and I, we sourced over 1,000 homes to the largest single family institutional buyers in the country. 1,000. And when I say sourced, it wasn't like we were just the broker. It was mainly we were fronting the capital to be able to close on the home and then sell them to the institution. Every now and then it was a wholesale deal, like where we were signing the contract, but it wasn't, we weren't just brokering the deal. We were fronting the capital and doing the deal from start to finish across the country. So it was a very high volume, high stakes sort of time. And I think there was a ton of lessons learned there. Currently, we have 50 million of assets under management that we own property and operate in multiple markets around the country. So have experience of owning properties in my backyard in the city that I live in, but also have experience of being able to operate a home across the country. And I'm not saying from the property management perspective, we're not doing that. It's the asset management where we're still making sure the property is rented, that revenue's coming in. How are we optimizing the portfolio to capitalize on the opportunities out there in the current market environment? And I think the person that this show is tailored for is someone who is a smaller investor that they are, actively buying, and or they have a portfolio of up to probably 10 homes. And I think the goal is to obviously grow that. Keep in mind, when I say smaller and having up to 10 homes, I think if 10 properties, if you have 10 properties, that is That is amazing. And that is sometimes that is retirement money that you don't have to work another day if you don't want to. And I'm not trying to demean owning 10 homes. I'm just saying from the perspective of scaling, if you wanted to do more, I want to help you grow if you want to. So yeah, smaller investors that are buying or have a portfolio, and then active deal guys and deal gals, people that are on the hunt for the next deal, the next opportunity, how to take advantage of it, how to not take advantage of the situation, but capitalize on an opportunity. And we'll talk a lot about, you know, how to systematize transactions, all that good stuff. So again, investors and then active deal guys and gals. And then what topics can you expect to be discussed? You know, I think within investing in real estate, there's really three core columns. I think there's acquisitions, there's asset management, and there's dispositions. So buy, manage, sell. And there's a lot in each of those main categories. And I'm definitely gonna be peeling back the onion. But at its core, it's how can we buy property? How do we manage it effectively? And how do we sell at a profit? And how can we do that over and over and over again? And that's what we're gonna be discussing. And I don't know if I made it entirely clear, but my experience is in the single family space. So 90% of the transactions that we're involved in are single family investments. Sprinkle in some small multifamily, and then we do a lot of lending on single family investment properties. So yeah, we'll go into all of that, but it's my experience is mainly single family. Anyway, I'm excited to kind of document this and you know, be able to hopefully provide value to even if it's one person. I think that's amazing. But I'm excited to kind of start this journey and hopefully you guys will join along, and you know, hopefully we'll maybe at some point I'll bring some of you on the show and you can share your experiences and everything like that. But again, thank you all for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.